Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Marie Dubuque is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Marie is a new friend. She's an etiquette expert. She's written a couple of books on the topic. She helps people like you and me behave ourselves so to make our mothers proud of us. And she's here to talk to us about etiquette in the second decade of the 21st century. That's another level, another degree of difficulty, folks, than just the regular old 21st century. This is the second decade of the 21st century. Marie Dubuque, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Oh, great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I love that you quoted the song High Tech Redneck, which I had not heard of.
You thought I made it up.
Totally,
didn't you?
What I'm talking about.
you thought I'd made it up, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought that. Wow, that's a great one.
Well, I often make up things around here, but that wasn't one of them. It was an example. If you get a chance, go to YouTube. Not now, but later in the day, go to YouTube and type in George Jones High Tech Redneck. You'll see what I'm talking about. But that song, interestingly enough, Marie, that song, that video is probably at least 10 years old. And so,
right now, doesn't it? Totally.
That's exactly right. So what are you seeing out there? What's making you get so riled up about this?
Oh, my goodness. It's what we were talking about in the break. These kids don't know how to communicate anymore. And it's not just kids. It's everyone. We're all on the computer. We're all typing away. But nobody's getting the reaction, the facial expression, so they just continue to type rudeness.
do you think that the disconnectedness, the ability to type or express yourself in a way that doesn't, where there's no consequences to what you say in terms of what the person looks like when they get your message, you don't get volume, you don't get tone. You know, my wife says I have tones. I took a tone. I don't have tones. She said yes.
I don't like your tone.
You have tones.
My husband's like that too.
I don't like. It's not what you said. It's how you said it. You know, things like that.
Right.
So you don't get that with the high tech stuff, do you?
Exactly. And that's the problem. Whether you're on the road, whether you're just typing at the computer, and then people don't know how to communicate, and they don't care. And everybody is into the self-gratification. See, I need everything right now, and it's me.
Well, you're right.
Have that choice.
Well, so let's talk about some of the ways that it specifically happens. One of the things that annoys me is people who walk into a room where there are other people around. They're going to be sitting there. I'm going to be sitting behind them, or they're going to be talking to me, or whatever. And they don't take their Bluetooth off their ear.
That
happens all the time, and I actually have said, would you mind removing that, please?
Good for you, because a lot of people, they just are afraid to say that. And multitasking ad nauseum.
Here's why I say that, because I go ahead and say, because the blue light that's blinking is really annoying me. the Bluetooth has a little light, you know, that's blinking, I guess.
Right.
You see that all the time. Maybe it's red, whatever. But I actually ask people to remove it. But the other thing is when people can't stop taking a text, if they're visiting with you or whatever, they have to check and see if there's email, if there's a text or whatever, or they take a call.
Right.
Now,
at the table, I know,
yeah.
And they don't stop. They don't stop.
Now, I have, my mother is 87, and I'm in charge of her. I've got her, I'm her guardian, and so she has been ill. And I was in a meeting a while back with a really important customer, and I laid my mother was not well that day, and I laid the cell phone, my phone, on the table to this very important customer, and I said, please forgive me, but I may have to make a decision about my mother's care today. And so if I have to, t- if I have to take a call, I have to take it because it's my mother's health. And they said, we understand. And it didn't happen, but I told them in advance what was going on.
Right. Yeah, I had that same situation because my son, he just turned 16 and he was driving and we were out, my husband and I were out with another couple, and I said, I might have to take a call. So I was like you. And I took it, and it was really fast. But the person still gave me a dirty look. So I don't blame them.
Well,
I don't blame them.
I think it's okay if you, it's just like if you have a meeting with someone and you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to leave in 10 minutes, tell them at the beginning. Don't tell them, don't say, oh, I have to leave. Give them some notice. I mean, I think that's okay. But when how about this? How about when a person calls on you, a salesperson calls on you, and then takes a call in the middle of their presentation? Now, you know, see, that's when the call is over, and I say, I'm sorry, but you have to leave now.
And you've lost my business.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, it was never going to happen with that kind of behavior. So what should we do? What's the answer?
Well, this is what I say. Like you said, you said it perfectly. If you have an emergency, then, and you know you have to take a really important call regarding a family member, someone's health, you tell someone up front. But if you're out, say, I had a woman from my YouTube channel comment. She told me that she was out with her mother, and they were having dinner, and her mother was on the phone the entire time.
Yeah.
What should she do next time? And this is what I said.
Mm.
You have to, I want to spend time with you. But if you insist on being on the phone, I'll just talk to you on the phone. We won't get together face to face. My time is valuable too.
You're saying make sure people know that there are consequences to their behavior.
Absolutely.
I think so too.
Otherwise, we're walked on. You know, like you said with the person with the Bluetooth, that was perfect. We are walked on, and people are so worried about being polite. Now, see, there's too polite. You have to tell people; otherwise, they will continue to do it. Their behavior won't.
Well, see, this is the other thing. I think the reason why I think that it's our obligation, mine and yours, and anybody else's obligation, is some of this stuff is just common courtesy that we're losing because we think the technology preempts the courtesy.
Exactly.
We think that's more compelling and it isn't. And so my point is, we have to remind people, guys, that's not more important than me. If it is, why don't you just leave and we'll do this some other time.
Right. And we have to multitask. We feel like, okay, I can get it all done. I can get it all done in 30 minutes.
Right.
But is that quality of life? Is that consideration for someone else who's with you? No.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get this, well, you've got to return my email right now. You've got to return my text right now.
That is funny how people will send me an email unsolicited. Maybe I hardly know them. And then they fuss at me because I didn't get right back with them. And, you know, sorry, I guess I have a life and I wasn't thinking about you. We're gonna talk about this some more. I want to get more specific with Marie about how to deal with this, folks, and what maybe you could even learn some things. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.